The most dividing question in the history of the world is, what do you do with Jesus? Hi, it's Pastor John Haggard at treasuretop.com. Have you ever noticed just the mention of Jesus upsets people? Luke 12, beginning in verse 52, Jesus says, "From now on, there will be five in one family divided against each other. Father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law." That happened when Christ was on earth, and it's still happening today. But what matters most is where you are going to spend eternity, not who's against who on earth. There's no second chance to accept Christ if you die before his return. But you can accept him for a guaranteed reservation in heaven simply by praying this prayer and meaning it in your heart. Jesus, please come into my heart. I proclaim you my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Subscribe to the free podcast at treasuretop.com. Are you saying, Pastor John, that Jesus in Luke 52 came to earth not to bring peace but to cause division? Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. Jesus knew there would be division because of him, and we have free will to make the choice. Do we accept Christ or not? We either stand with Christ and spend eternal life in heaven with him as our reward, or deny Christ and spend eternal life in hell. There are no other choices, no other exits, no such thing as the end, because every end has a future. You will die a physical death, but one day your body will be resurrected at the second coming of Christ, and all of us will face judgment day and account for what we've done in our lives. There's no second chance to get into heaven if you die before you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. No second chance. That's why you need to do it now and not wait, because really you could die before you decide to accept him. And you know what? There's no cost to accept Jesus. The gift is free. You just have to accept it. And what does it mean to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Bottom line is that you are forgiven of all of your sins, past, present, and future, no matter what you've ever done in your life. There is one fate for all of us, physical death, but there are two different destinations where people go next. So I ask you, really, why even take a chance that it might not be true about Jesus Christ, heaven, and hell? Why take that chance, since there is no second chance to change your mind later once you die? Personal story. When I accepted Christ, I lost a lot of friends and even some family members, people who just really didn't want to have much of anything to do with me anymore, just for bringing up the name of Jesus and that I had accepted him as my Lord and Savior. "Oh, so now are you holier than thou? And who are you to judge me? Doesn't the Bible say don't judge? God is the ultimate judge and determines your worth, not them. Everything here on earth is temporary, but you can have a future in heaven for eternity where there is no sorrow, no insults, no backbiting, no negativity, just by inviting Jesus Christ into your life as Lord and Savior. But you might wonder, are heaven and hell actually real places? And if God is such a good God, why would he send anyone to hell? Let me answer that second question first. God does not send anybody to hell. They send themselves to hell. Why is that? Because God gave us all free will to make choices. It's our choice every day what we want to do and where we want to spend eternity. No preacher or anyone can shout you into heaven or hell. It's your choice, and no one can take away your salvation of going to heaven after you have truly accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. Anyone who tells you otherwise is really just a liar and does not know God's word. Don't let anybody tell you you're not worthy and you'll never get into heaven. It's just a flat lie. You get the final shout. Either it's a shout of joy in accepting Christ, or it's going to be a shout of despair for eternal condemnation in hell. On the topic of heaven as real or not, there are actually four heavens. Did you know that? Four heavens. The term heaven is used in Scripture to refer to all four of these heavens. The first heaven is spoken about in Psalm 104, verse 12 in the ESV version as the birds of the heavens. The first heaven is the atmosphere of the earth that we breathe. The second heaven is referenced in Isaiah 13:10, where we see the stars of heaven and their constellations. That's known to us as outer space. The third heaven is referenced in Revelation 11:19, describing the opening of God's temple in heaven, God's dwelling place. The third heaven is mentioned in 2 Corinthians 12:2. Paul says, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. Now, the fourth heaven has not been created yet. This is the future heaven that God is preparing for all believers as our eternal home. The fourth heaven includes the new heaven, new earth, and the new Jerusalem that John described in Revelation 21:22 as coming down from the third heaven. The fourth heaven will be a newly created earth, a heaven on earth where all believers will live for eternity. Finally, at some point in the future, after the rapture, the seven-year tribulation, the battle of Armageddon, the millennial kingdom, and the great white throne judgment, the present heaven, now that's the third heaven where God, the angels, and all believers who have already died are now, the present heaven will be combined with the future heaven, known as the fourth heaven. That's the new heaven, new earth, and new Jerusalem that John the Apostle wrote in his end times vision, where he saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. Revelation 21, verses 1 and 2. On the topic of hell, the vast majority of what we know about hell in the New Testament comes from Jesus, not the apostles. Not that the apostles deny there is a hell, but I think God knew we wouldn't accept the doctrine of hell from anyone less than Jesus Christ. We've all sinned against God, Romans 3:23. The just punishment for that sin is death, Romans 6:23. Since all of our sin is ultimately against God, Psalm 51:4, and since God is an infinite and eternal being, the punishment for sin, which is death, must also be infinite and eternal. Hell is described throughout Scripture as eternal fire, Matthew 25:41, unquenchable fire, Matthew 3:12, shame and everlasting contempt, Daniel 12:2, a place where the fire is not quenched, Mark 9:44-49, a place of torment and fire, Luke 16:23-24, a place where the smoke of torment rises forever and ever, Revelation 14:10-11. Jesus himself indicates that punishment in hell is just as everlasting as life in heaven, Matthew 25:46. But folks, praise God that through Jesus Christ, we can escape the eternal fate of hell. John 3:16, 18 and 36. It's our choice. As you have now learned, all of human history will be divided by Jesus. The most dividing question in the history of the world is, what do you do with Jesus? If you've not already accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or maybe you've fallen away in recent months or years and you want to recommit your life to Jesus, just pray this prayer out loud or to yourself. And if you like, you can just say, me too, Jesus. Just pray, Jesus, I invite you into my heart. I proclaim you my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins. If you just took that step and really mean it, congratulations. And would you let me know about it? Email me. John@treasuretop.com. That's John@treasuretop.com. And you can also subscribe to our free podcast by going to treasuretop.com. Treasuretop.com. And finally, if you would like to help us spread more good news about Jesus Christ, just go to our website, treasuretop.com, and press the Give button on the top of the menu. I want to thank you for your prayers and your financial support. And as you may know, I don't take a salary from Treasure Top. I do this for free. And if you've never given a gift to Treasure Top, please pray about partnering with us so that together we can continue to provide what my pastor once said, real hope for real people in the real world. It's Pastor John Haggard saying blessings to you and your loved ones. And we'll listen together next time on this podcast.